Being joined on Radio On The Go Sports by Hampton Newmont Cowgirls soccer coach Ben Schlachter. Ends up being a 5-0 loss here to Webster City to close out the season here in the playoff opener. How are we feeling about this one, you know, playing these guys for a third time here this year?
I felt like the girls really, they left it all on the field like we talked about before we started. You know, I think if we had more numbers, it might have been a little bit different. You know, we first half was really solid. Our defense really is, that's been our catalyst all year. And in my opinion, we have the best goalie in the state in Madison Hellscove. And her and Mallory Reakin kind of lead that charge. So extremely proud of the way the girls fought, the way they were still the high in spirits, laughing and having fun, regardless of what the scoreboard said.
Mm-hmm. And just talk to one of those seniors, but what can you say about this year's senior class and how they've been able to help kind of lead the way through what's been, I'm sure, a kind of a frustrating season, you know?
Well, you know, I've said it before, this is the best senior leadership that we've had since I've been here. And that's not to take anything away from the other seniors, but like last year, one of our better seniors was a dual sport athlete, and we didn't have her all that much with Tegan Bird. And, you know, she could have, if she would have been here full time, we probably wouldn't have dropped as much as far as leadership goes, because she was a solid leader. And that taught, I think that was a good teacher for like Mallory and Maria and Shakira. And those four seniors we had this year were instrumental in keeping the girls together that we had with the low numbers. And, you know, last time we came here, my heart breaks for Maria. Maria Ramirez is just a solid, solid human being. And to see her not get to finish her senior season on the field due to a broken ankle was difficult to watch. But those four seniors really, you know, they kept the program going.
Mm-hmm. I asked this to Madison here as well, but when it comes to some of these underclassmen, those that'll be returning to the program, how are you hoping they're able to grow from some of these experiences here this season as they get set to become the leaders for, you know, the future of this program?
Well, learning how to overcome adversity, huge. Honestly, I wish we wouldn't have had to overcome so much adversity this year, but having done that so early in their careers, by the time they're seniors, you know, they shouldn't have, nothing should be faze them, I guess. But they, watching their growth, like Eileen Rodriguez, Yossi Ramirez, Yasmin Romero, Karen Lopez, those girls, and there's other, Emily Valadares. I mean, those girls, well, and another senior there, MJ Jensen, those girls have no experience, and they came into an extremely difficult season. Didn't hang their heads, they didn't complain, they just went to work, and they grew so much through the process of this season. It hurts my heart that they didn't get to experience some of those things that I wanted them to experience, just winning a couple of games. But the lessons that they'll learn from the things we went through this year will be instrumental moving forward.
I don't want to keep you too long, but any final thoughts you want to share here tonight?
It's hard ending like this. Sorry, I get a little emotional about the girls, but you know, God calls us to do things, right? And he called this team to do what we did this year with the lack of numbers and the lack of experience, and with a coach that came here 3 years ago that didn't know anything about soccer. And, you know, thank God for the Lord bringing Coach Finley here, because she knows soccer. And, but just watching how these girls started and how they finished facing all that adversity, I hope they learned half as much from me as I learned from them. They made me a better man, a better coach, you know, a better husband and father. Like, they taught me a lot of lessons. So I'm extremely thankful and extremely proud of each and every one of those girls.
All right, that's been HD Cal girls soccer coach Ben Schlachter joining us here on Radio On The Go Sports. Thanks for the time, coach.
Thanks, John.